was maybe 6 feet tall when standing, though its arms were scrawny and long enough to drag the backs of its claw-tipped hands along the ground. Its skin was rubbery and black, spotted here and there with unhealthy-looking bits of pink, and its belly hung down in flabby grotesquerie. It was bandy-legged, hunchbacked, and its face was somewhere between that of a vampire bat and something from H.R. Giger's hallucinations. It saw me round the corner, and its goggling black eyes seemed to get even larger. It let out a scream of terror. It screamed in fear. The vampire flung itself away from me, even as I unleashed a third blast, bounding away down the hall, flinging itself from the ceiling to the wall, to the floor, to the wall, and back again, wildly dodging the stream of ruinous energy I sent after it.
"That's right!"
I heard myself scream.
"You'd better run, pretty boy!"
It vanished around the next corner, and I shouted in incoherent rage, kicked the still twitching head of one of the downed vampires with the tip of my steel-toed work boots, and rushed after it in pursuit, cursing up a storm. The entire business had taken, at most, 6 or 7 seconds. After that, things got a little complicated. I'd started half a dozen small fires with the blasts, and before I'd gone another half a dozen steps, the fire alarms twittered shrilly. Sprinkler systems went off all around me, and at the same moment, gunfire erupted from somewhere ahead of me. None of that was good. The alarms meant that the authorities would be on the way. And except for the smartest guys in CPD's special investigations, they just weren't ready to deal with a vampire. They'd be little more than victims and potential hostages to the supernatural predators. The falling water wasn't good either. Running water grounds magical energies, and while it wouldn't shut me down completely, it would make everything harder to do, like running through soft sand or over wet clay. And the gunshots weren't good, because a pair of bullets came through the wall not 6 feet away, and one of them tugged hard at the hem of my jeans over my left ankle. "Ack!" I said. Fearless master of the witty dialogue. That's me. I twisted my left wrist across the front of my body, brought my shield up again. A couple of bullets that probably wouldn't have hit me anyway popped off of it, concentric circles of flickering blue light spreading from the points of impact. I dashed down the hall and around the corner, the blasting rod in my right hand lifted and ready. There were two vampires in front of a door to an office. One of them was on the floor, thrashing and hissing in agony, clutching at its flabby belly. It was leaking blood all over the floor. Several dozen bullet holes, exit holes in the door, explained why. The injuries wouldn't kill the vamp, but they were painful and robbed it of the source of its supernatural power, the blood it had devoured. The other was crouched to the side of the doorway, as if debating with itself whether or not it should try to rush the door as its companion apparently had. My runner went by them, wailing in fear. I slid to a stop on the rapidly moistening floor, lifted the rod, and cut loose with another blast. It howled down the hallway, and the running vamp seized the wounded one and pulled it up to intercept the shot I'd meant for it. The wounded vamp screamed and absorbed just enough of the energy to let the runner plunge through the drywall at the end of the hall. It vanished from sight, and a second later I heard the sound of glass breaking as it fled the building. The luckless vampire was dead, or on the final approach to it, since the beam had sliced off almost everything to the left of its spine. The final vampire whirled toward me, hesitating. It proved fatal. The wall behind it suddenly exploded outward, and Martin, his skin livid with dark tattoos, came crashing through it. He drove the vampire across the hallway and slammed it into the wall. One hand snaked around the surprised vampire's belly, and a knife gleamed. Scarlet gore fountained against the wall, and the vampire collapsed, screaming breathlessly. Martin leapt clear before the thrashing creature got lucky with one of its claws, snapped his gaze up and down the hallway, saw the hole in the far wall, and said, "Damnation, you let one get away." Before I could answer him, Susan appeared, slipping out through the hole in the wall. She had the computer backpack slung over one shoulder and a smoking gun in her hand, a .45 automatic with an extended magazine. She took a look at the vampire on the ground and lifted the gun, her dark eyes hard and cold. "Wait," I said. "There were six. He's number 4.